The Washington State Senate this weekend rejected a $10 billion transportation package, which included a 10.5-cent increase in the gas tax. The package would have paid for a series of large projects, including Interstate 90 over the Snoqualmie Pass and a replacement I-5 bridge over the Columbia River into Oregon. Joining us is the chairman of the Washington Transportation Commission, Dan O'Neill. The commission is appointed by the governor to review and assess how the entire transportation system works. Dan O'Neill's experience in transportation includes serving as the chairman of the Interstate Commerce Commission and working as transportation counsel to the U.S. Senate Commerce Committee. Dan O'Neill, what's your reaction to the Senate putting a hold on passing this package?
Well, it's not as catastrophic as what happened in Arizona, but I think it's a huge missed opportunity. Too bad. I mean, the House did such a great job in coming up with a package. You know, the 10-cent increase in taxes, gas taxes, six of that being the first in the first year, is really such a small amount of money, compared to the our gas prices bump up and down by that much every day practically. So you really got to wonder why this didn't happen when there was such a really good package put together. And a lot of these projects are really, have been around for a long time and are needed, and particularly of concern is the Columbia River crossing, because that one, for $450 million, the state of Washington and Oregon, well, Oregon had to put in $452, we've gotten a $3.1 billion bridge. And now I don't know what the future holds. The Secretary of Transportation, Lynn Peterson, has just put out the word that she's, that we have to close down the Columbia River crossing project right away because there's it's not going to be funded. And this will mean not only, does it mean the loss of getting that bridge, but it potentially means that the state might have to pay back money to the federal government in the order of about $80 million. And it means that the amount of money, the 200 some million that's been spent by the state on that project was a waste of time, apparently.
Dan O'Neill, chairman of the Washington Transportation Commission, is my guest. Well, State Senator Rodney Tom said they'll work on a better plan to put forward next year. Apparently, there was not much urgency from the state Senate side.
Well, that's the way it looks. I don't know why they couldn't put together a plan, now. What's the problem? I think a lot of work has gone into this. Certainly, a lot of members of the state Senate understand the issues. We're talking not just about projects. We're talking about, preservation and maintenance, which if you drive down any one of the major highways in the state, you can see that the maintenance is a problem. And we're talking about local, funding for transit and a lot of things that people want. I think one of the problems here, and I have a hard time understanding what happened here, but too many members want the project, but they don't want to pay for it. They claim that, voters won't stand for a 10-cent tax increase. I don't believe that. I mean, we've shown in the past that when voters understand what the projects are and how important they are, they support these things. So it's very confusing.
Dan, you mentioned transit. What specifically in terms of bus service and other forms of transit is not going to happen because of the failure of the legislature to pass this package?
Well, I don't know if I could nail that down specifically, but there was in the Representative Cliburn's proposal, there was $567 million for transit operations and another $300 million for bicycle and pedestrian, and that amount of money is not going to be there. And transit is something, it's a big thing in Seattle and a big thing in King County and Pierce County and Snohomish, but it's also important around the rest of the state. We travel around the state and hold our, meetings with the local folks to see what's happening, what their interests are. Transit is a big deal in OMAC. I mean, it's a big deal in the smaller cities just as it is in the larger cities. So this is something that, going to have to come to grips with at some point, or maybe not. I mean, if we don't want to pay for these things, then we have to accept the fact that the system is going to deteriorate and that there won't be any improvements.
Dan O'Neill, thank you so much for speaking to us today. I appreciate it.
Okay.
Dan O'Neill is chairman of the Washington Transportation Commission. They're appointed by the governor. Their job is to take a look at transportation 20 years down the road. They issue reports about it, and he's somewhat, as you could hear, disappointed that there was not a transportation package passed out of the legislature. Once again, State Senator Rodney Thom says they'll come up with a better plan next year.